My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it. You can take us on the go. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:20, Danny Ruye joins us, Funny Danny, from the Grant and Danny Show for our colleague check-in. But right now, we head to the BetQL guest hotline. We'll check in with John Keim. He covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
What up, fellas? How are you?
So, you know, we have a branded Misery Monday thing that's branded. We have to, but it doesn't feel like a Misery Monday. How did it feel like to you, and how did the locker room feel?
Well, yes, and it's funny that you say that, because I used to do on my podcast like a Therapy Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. Like a live stream show. I'm like, I don't call it that anymore because I think there's, because of Jaden Daniels, I think that's where a lot of it comes back to, right? That you don't, like, yeah, it was a loss, and it's for a fan, it's a you know, you want to win that game. But if you see number five playing the way he is, you know you have a chance pretty much in every game now. I wouldn't say that was the feeling in the locker room, you know, just because I don't think you can take that approach. I kind of go back to that Philadelphia loss last year, where, remember, they had that really good game in Philly. They end up losing. It's like, oh, wow, and, you know, yeah, it's a loss, but it's a good loss. You know, I'd say it was a, I wouldn't say moral victory, but it was like, wow, you were right there, you competed, blah, blah. And then they lay an egg against Chicago 4 days later. So, you know, you have to be careful in the locker room how you process that. But I think, you know, I think that what they realize, and what you hear from the locker room too, is you got to clean up mistakes. Like, and Dan Quinn would say, like, it felt lopsided, but we were there, right? So I think that's the approach. But from my perspective, you know, you kind of, I almost say it went almost how you could envision it, right? Like, there were issues on defense, but Jaden Daniels made plays and made some really good plays that make you realize they're going to be in it for the long haul this year.
John, can you describe how different the vibe is when Josh Harris and Adam Peters walk off the field with the team and basically escort them into the locker room? Like, I don't ever recall seeing that sort of vibe with Dan Snyder, like being all...
there was never a vibe with Dan Snyder.
Right? Like, it's still, so like, markedly different.
Oh, with the, everything is different.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you talk to the security guards at the front entrance, and it's at the practice facility, and it's dramatically different. You know, I think there's certainly a feeling like these guys are invested in them in more ways, right? Mm-hmm. And so... You know, it's, I don't think I could adequately describe the difference other than to say it's very much night and day. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't think I can even, I think we all know the difference, right?
Right,
you know,
certainly.
One treats people like humans and so.
One treats people like humans.
So I don't know what to, you kind of touched on it. I know I'm against the grain here. For, like everyone likes to say they're not moral victories. I don't think this was a moral victory because they kind of played out. I actually believe in an MMO. I think they're a real thing, but I don't think this was really appropriate here because it kind of played out exactly how we thought, you know? I mean, it's going to take a Herculean effort to beat a team like the Ravens who are legit Super Bowl contenders. I think the Commanders are a team on the come. They're a team on the rise. Yeah. I think we're playoff contenders. Anything beyond that, I think is kind of crazy. It would take a lot of luck and good fortune.
Right.
But I was, you know... And it did solidify where I thought we were defensively. I was a little confused the last couple weeks because of the performance, but I think that was opponent dependent. We're exposed. Everyone likes to make fun of St. Juiced. I think St. Juiced fights. He competes. He can't cover Zay Flowers. I mean, Zay Flowers is like a mini Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, and even on the one, there was one to Zay Flowers. It's like a 25-yard gain. Lamar Jackson had almost, I just timed it a few minutes ago, it was almost 4 seconds to throw the ball. It's like 3.6 seconds. Right. It's a long time to cover somebody in a crosser. That's not to give excuses. Mm-hmm. It's just that's reality.
Right.
And so there's a bad combination there. First of all, the Baltimore took complete advantage with a lot of play action throws and just some good designs to play off the intent to try and stop Derrick Henry. And it was really, really good. But yes, I mean, I agree with you. To me, it just kind of highlighted where exactly they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good young quarterback. They have a defense that remains, that needs pieces. And you look at one team and say, that's a Super Bowl contender. You look at the other team and you say, that's a contender to win the NFC East.
Right.
And beyond that, I think you'd need more. But I would say, I even told someone after the game, like, you know, you just need to get in the playoffs, right? And there's a long way to go. You're 4-2.
Right.
There's to even talk about the playoffs, but a team, the way Daniels is playing, like, they're not going to be – if this team gets there, they're not going to be a team that a lot of people want to face because of what he can do.
Right.
And but I think just from an overall roster building and all that, they have work to be done. That is clear. And I think it just highlighted that to me. And, the thing that I have kind of harped on a few times is there's a consistent message from Dan Quinn after these games, whether it's a Tampa loss, the Giants win, whatever. It's really about like, okay, you did this. Now you got to get back to work on Wednesday, you know, and it's more matter of fact. And it's like, I think the consistent message helps you kind of build off these games in whatever way you need to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but yeah, I think it just highlighted where exactly they're at.
John, you encapsulated Baltimore's offensive dominance in a tweet from about 40 minutes ago at John_Kime that Washington allowed a season-high 13 plays that gained 15 or more yards versus the Ravens. On those plays, Baltimore gained 311 yards. I mean, just big chunk plays that they were giving up. And look, I know Carolina's 1-5. You know, they're going nowhere fast, but they have some offensive playmakers that can can make plays like Deontay Johnson and Chuba Hubbard. Like, that still has to be an issue for Joe Witt and Dan Quinn going forward.
For sure. And I think that's going to be a hard one because now a difference yesterday was, again, the intent to stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson running the ball. And I think you can, in other games, you can play more two deep coverage consistently to try and take more of those big plays away, right? So I think there's a way, because this is like by far a season high. So I think you can do things down the road against other teams that aren't as dangerous and dual threat like the Ravens offense is.
Mm-hmm.
So that will help, you know, but it remains something you have to be concerned about against a team that can throw the ball. Because they have shown that, you know, I mean, Arizona, they did a good job against Arizona. And, against Cleveland, but I mean, the Browns aren't really threatening anybody on offense right now.
No.
So, but that, I do think that's something you have to watch down the road. In any game where there's, you know, you have a good passing attack, but I do think Baltimore's offense, because again, when you watch, like I was just, that's what I've been doing this morning, is watching the big plays. Why did they happen? Mm-hmm. And so much of it starts with the focus on Derrick Henry and the run game.
Why did, I don't know if you've gone through it yet, but I got a couple questions for you. But why did we get, because I haven't rewatched it, why did we struggle early to get going? Was it just we couldn't get established the run, and then it just kind of, we were getting kind of a little behind the chains more than we have in the past?
Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to watch all that stuff yet. Certainly not on offense yet. But I'll be honest, I'm trying to remember the first part of that game. There were, you know, I was surprised early on that they weren't able to throw the ball mm-hmm. like they started to later. That's mm-hmm. and that's the thing I'm looking at, because I didn't think they'd be able to run the ball. Like that's a really, really good, that may be the best run defense they'll face. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't, and you're missing Brian Robinson. So I wasn't surprised that I actually thought they had a couple of runs. They got 6 or 7 yards, like, oh, that's a good run, because against that defense, they've given up 3 carries of 10 plus yards this year. So like that was not surprising to me. It was the surprising part was the pass game, and that's what I want to see when I go back and watch what took a little bit to get going. And I think the one thing that kept them in the game is that the defense did at least kind of, they caused a turnover, mm-hmm. Held them to a field goal one time, so that gave the offense a chance to at least get some momentum going. Early on.
Can you highlight one of the things that I was most thrilled with was just Jaden is continuing to throw these tight window balls, the precision with his accuracy. So a lot of times I don't know what to make of it. I'm like, are they just dump offs? And they're like, no, man, these are friggin' tight window, throwing guys open, very small opportunities that he's kind of doing repeatedly.
Yes. Well, but to me, the touchdown pass to McLaurin, the second one.
Yeah.
And both of them really good, but the second one
highlights.
Yeah. Well, so here, this is where it highlights the growth of their development together. And this is one thing that McLaurin has talked about repeatedly over the years, about getting to a point with a quarterback where you're on the quote unquote same page. Like he would talk about like other passer quarterback or receiver quarterback combinations, almost like with, resignation sometimes, because he didn't have that. And it took him that touchdown, this is where highlights. So on that play, he asked McLaurin, what route do you want here? And you get a little bit of choice. So he wants a slant. And then he's like, but watch how the defensive back is playing me or whatever. And the D-back has inside leverage, so he's taking away the slant. But they have to both read that. The quarterback's got to read the leverage and the body language of the receiver. So McLaurin stems, fakes to the inside, plants hard to the inside, and that's where the pump comes. And then he hits him on the out. Then he converts to the fade, but he throws the back shoulder, which was the right throw, and he throws it in a spot where only McLaurin can get it. So there were like multiple really good things on that play that, again, show the development, show the accuracy, and just show he's got a lot of poise in the pocket, but that's just preparation, right? Like that's what they always talk about with him. But the growth is there. It's not just a good throw. It's why, mm-hmm. what led to the throw that to me is like, and this is what I'd always say about him in practice is like, you see him on the field doing this stuff, you can see it. But the stuff that mattered most, in my opinion, was everything you heard outside of beyond the field and the work you put in. And that's the kind of stuff that it leads to. So that's where, that's why I think they're so like, when you talk to McLaurin after the game, like his eyes get big mm-hmm. talking about this, because he's really excited about the connection that they've developed and that he's developing with others too. But that play was really, symbolized that.
JK, you mentioned B-Rob. I assume he's going to be back for the Carolina game. We'll wait and see. But can you talk about the other injuries during the game, especially Armstrong and Allen?
Yeah, Armstrong left with the rib injury, and Allen obviously had the pec. He'll get an MRI today. I saw him briefly in the locker room afterwards. He's, you know, had a big wrap around his chest and his arm. You don't know what they're going to show. I don't know that this is some long-term thing.
Right,
so I
right.
just think, you know, so I don't know that. And I don't, you know, I don't think people should go there at this point. So I think we'll just know more today. And because you never know what the MRI is going to show. But, mm-hmm. and then it was also Gervonta Jean-Baptiste left. He had a walking boot on his right foot as he left the locker room. Mm. So that's three D linemen that you don't know where, you know, even if they only miss a game or two, like that's taking away a lot of depth at an area where you kind of need it. And that goes back to what you were saying earlier about Carolina's passing game. Because obviously you want to affect the passer and you're losing guys like that. Like it makes it a little bit harder.
Right.
If that's the case. But we'll learn more about those today when we talk to Dan Quinn.
Okay.
All right, John. Good stuff.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Coming up in about an hour, we'll talk to our guy Danny Ruye from the Grant and Danny Show during our colleague check-in. But when we come back...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
More of your calls at 800-636-1067. What are your biggest takeaways from this game? Does it feel like a misery Monday or more a moral victory Monday? 800-636-1067.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.